Carolyn Scruggs is Maryland's Secretary of Public Safety and Correctional Services.
Many of our men come to us with 8th, 9th grade education.
And while some of the prisoners who are housed at the Jessup Correctional Institution in Howard County have had some college, many say they just never saw themselves as students.
I never thought this was me. I thought I wasn't smart enough for college.
That's Kyle Longerbeam, who's enrolled in Bowie State University's college degree program at the prison. Scruggs on the impact the program is having for the 9 men enrolled now.
They can see themselves now as mentors.
And that's exactly what happened to other prisoners like Timothy Hawkins, Jermaine Williams, and Damon McDuffie.
They may see me sitting out there by myself reading or writing, come over and ask me, what are you reading? What are you writing about now?
Now I'm educating myself more, and I can sit back and teach the things in which I'm learning to others that's not in the program. And that inspires them to want to come as well.
I've seen that I could be a helping hand. I could be their tutor.
Scruggs says there's another change that occurs outside prison walls.
It allows them to call home their loved ones and family and say, guess what? I'm enrolled at Bowie State. I'm going to have a degree in 4 years. It gives them an opportunity to encourage their children that are at home. They can see themselves as the father that they thought they could never be.
Longerbeam explains how he and his son now have deeper, wider-ranging conversations, and they encourage each other.
He takes a website design class for in his high school, and I keep telling him all the time, you're smarter than me, you're a lot smarter than me. Well, Dad, you're smart too, so now I get a chance to, Dad's in prison, he's still getting A's and B's too.
Hawkins says he wished he'd finished college when he was younger, and he does think about the future, maybe starting a nonprofit someday.
I mean, something to help Baltimore, and since I'm from Baltimore, I think I need to give back to the community.
Kate Ryan, WTOP News.